Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. First of all, I want to say welcome to every new listener and subscriber because my podcast has gained some traction this month, which is super cool and so motivating because, as I keep saying, as a small creator, it's sometimes hard to stay motivated. It's not that hard to stay consistent, to be honest, because I rely on discipline over motivation, and that's also something I tend to say quite a lot, but it's also just simply true. So it's definitely better for us to rely on discipline than on motivation, because I see it with my brother, who sometimes tells me about, or like, he tells me a lot about how he feels about his studies and so on. And I remember how I felt when I was still studying at university. It was tough to keep going. It was tough to keep myself motivated. And most of the time I wasn't. So I broke down my goals and my duties and obligations and tasks into small steps, and I just worked on them consistently. And that was really kind of like a magic switch that I turned on. Sadly, only at the end of my studies, but sometimes it takes a lot of time to learn that small steps will get you far too. And it's important to be able to think in smaller chunks and to also get that satisfaction and that boost of energy from finishing things. And that's so important. But that's not really what I want to talk about in this episode. I want to talk about what you stand for instead. I think we all are here on this earth to fulfill a certain purpose. We have certain strengths and we're good at certain things, and we come here for a reason. We have particular talents that make us unique and things that we really care about. And I want to encourage you to think about what you stand for, because I can only talk about this from my perspective again, but my last episode was supposed to be a YouTube video as well. Now, in my last episode, with a very provocative title, I actually talked about Berserk, which is an anime. And it's something I've never done before. I've never done a movie review or anything like that. I talked about Rocket Man once, but that was more like from a reflective perspective and from the standpoint of what I could take away from it. But in my last episode, I was kind of really particular when it comes to my review of Berserk. And as I said, I initially wanted to release that episode as a YouTube video as well, but I didn't. And the reason why I didn't is because I didn't feel comfortable doing it. I am not into anime that much anymore. I used to be when I was younger, when I was a teenager, and younger than that, but not these days. And I want to talk about experiences and relatable moments and my personal views on my YouTube channel and in this podcast. And even though that might be interesting sometimes to dive into different worlds, I don't want to stand for a fandom or something. I want to stand for myself and I want to stand for my art. And in order to do that and in order to stand up for myself and for the things I believe in, it's important for me to focus on them and to keep in mind what I want to represent. So this episode is called What Do You Stand For? Because I want to extend this question to you as well. What do you stand for? What are you passionate about? What are the things that you really, really care about? If you could change something in this world, what would it be and why? What is your why? What motivates you every day? What keeps you going? Think about those questions, because I'm certainly doing that, and I'm coming more and more to the conclusion that I just want to be an artist, and everything I do, I want to do through art and I want to express through art. And I'm really happy and grateful for that realization because it's easy to sort of water down your personality, to like dilute it a little bit or to let it dissolve in this huge sea of seemingly endless opportunities to reinvent yourself and to become somebody. I mean, these days, at least that's what is suggested to us, is that you can become anything and everything. I don't believe that. I think we are too unique to be anything. You already are born with a certain set of personality traits, and we're all different, even as little children and babies. And I think life is a lot about discovering who you are and discovering what you're here for, and not so much about shaping yourself into whatever mold there is out there that you think you have to fit into. I think that we should be a lot more self-confident and a lot more in love with the person that we really are, and not so much focused on what everyone else is doing, because we're already so unique and wonderful and perfect that it's just about optimizing that. It's not so much about changing it entirely. And of course, there is something unique that all of us can contribute to the world, and figuring that out really has some power. And I think only few people really get to the core of who they want to be and who they can be and what they can give to this world. And I really hope that you're going to be one of them, because I certainly am working on becoming that person. So yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I really hope this inspired you and gave you a new perspective, something to think about, something to feel motivated by. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be super cool. You can also recommend this to someone, and of course, subscribe if you haven't already. And I will catch you on Monday. Stay tuned. Bye.